Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day, and thanks for kicking it off with us at WFHR. Got your host, James, behind the mic. Right now, we're joined by our friend, Laura Krieger. Laura Berg.
Laura Berg. That is my name.
I was thinking of my daughter right before we went on, and that's what popped in my head. Well, I was thinking about it because of a book I was reading.
Okay,
and it just reminded me of her. We are going to have some fun this morning. We'll be getting into a bunch of cool stuff. Right now, let's go ahead and kick things off the way we like to with our good friend, Brittany Merlot. Good morning, Brett.
Good morning.
Good morning, Brittany.
I'm so goofy today.
It's just a goofy Tuesday. It really is. I like, actually, let's start that as a thing. Goofy Tuesdays.
Sure.
It's just going to be a thing from now on. So, go ahead.
Can I tell you about my shirt?
Please.
It is the coolest shirt I'm wearing today. Okay, so it is bright yellow, and it's got a Bigfoot on it, and he's holding a bag, and it's kind of dropping some food, and it says, Bigfoot stole my curds.
Oh, spectacular.
That's a great shirt. Does it come in a man size? That's fantastic, pretty. What is
Absolutely, it does.
I'm going to have to look into that.
So how's Sasquatch going to be dealing with the weather?
Yeah.
Oh, you know, he's hanging in there. I think he's migrating north right now for sure to stay away from all the storm chances down south today because we're looking beautiful right now. Partial sunshine. Warm, too. Highs are going to reach the low 80s. It's a nice, calm day. We should avoid most of the rain, but we do have a tiny chance of a few showers or storms trying to spark up and move into the area around 6. This would not be an all-night crazy event. If we get one, it'll be brief, pretty quick. Just a downpour, maybe some gusty winds. That's about it. Now, tomorrow, we've got a big low-pressure system pushing into the state. So in the morning, showers are possible. By the afternoon, it's going to become a damp, dreary, soaker kind of day where we could see some heavy rain of 1 to 2 inches possible. So we're going to need the rain boots tomorrow, the umbrella ready, because it's just going to be a damp and dreary day. Also cooler, highs in the mid-70s before we really get hot and humid as we close this week out and go into the weekend. It is going to be aggressive.
That's too aggressive.
That is aggressive. That's a great word for it. Yeah, that is definitely. But you know, I don't know. I'm all right with it.
I hate humidity. I hate it so much. But you know, whatever. It's Wisconsin. I'll exchange that for all of our lovely water. Thank you, Brittany.
You're welcome.
Have a great morning, Britt. We'll talk tomorrow.
Thanks, you too.
Best in the business right there, our good friend Brittany Merlot, joining us every morning right in this time slot. We appreciate you joining us. We're going to have some fun this morning. We are possibly going to be joined by Katrina Hintner this morning. We'll see. If we are, we'll catch up with our gang from Family Natural Foods. Looking forward to that. Otherwise, got a bunch of other great stuff to get into. The El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club right around the corner for you, everybody.
Oh, and they're open today.
Yeah, they open for the week today. We'll be talking about some of the specials and some of the cool things they have going on over there. Got a couple of other fun topics I wanted to get into as well. Real quick, though, I do want to get into a scheduling thing. Last night over at Witterfield, had a bit of rain, and it happened just, of course, right as the Rafters were going into extra innings. So that game was suspended.
Oh.
The game versus Traverse City Pit Spitters will resume tonight at today at 5:05. The second game against the Traverse City Pit Spitters will start at 6:35. So we'll be they'll be making up that game, however long that first game will, or the extra innings will last.
Mm-hmm.
And then afterwards, probably within a half an hour, they will kick off the next game.
Awesome.
This is all lining up to also be a part of Strikeout Hunger, the 13th Annual United Weekend Food Sculpture event going on today over at Witterfield.
Woo!
So this is all kind of just co-aligning perfectly, I think. You're almost getting a double header here.
Mm-hmm.
So you're getting a little extra baseball. Along with that, you're going to be able to help out our community and do some good. This is a fun time for everybody. We're going to have a bunch of great nonprofits and businesses coming together to take a bunch of non-perishable food items and make something.
The sculptures are always so good. I'm never not impressed. You know what I mean? Like, I'm always pleasantly surprised by how creative some of those sculptures that are made out of, you know, food pantry donations are. It's so cool.
There's a mischievous part of me that just wants to call you by the wrong name the rest of the show. I'm so sorry. Well, I'm so sorry, Laura.
There's a few names that I've been called mistakenly repeatedly that I'll mention to you
often. I can't wait to hear those. So with this event, we're excited because not only is this is the, I don't think this area, nobody does this better than this area. There we go. That's how I wanted to work
That's good. Yeah.
My script writers are out today. A good time and a good cause. Mm-hmm. Nobody does it like our area here.
No,
and this is
true.
A perfect example of it, where we're going to have people coming on down. You can bring non-perishable food items mm-hmm. and add them to, you can be a part of the Miracle Minute, where they'll hand around a little bucket and mm-hmm. you can put your change or, you know, whatever, a couple bucks, whatever you got in there, throw it in there, see who wins that, and helps out our community, the Community Choice Award you guys get to vote on.
Mm-hmm.
Now, on that note, I do want to just warn anybody who hasn't done this before. I believe this is the fifth or sixth year I've been had the privilege of being able to go down there and be a judge on the sculptures.
Mm-hmm.
And it is one of the most difficult things I have to do every year.
Right.
I have asked our nonprofits and our businesses to not do such a good job.
That's
and
fair.
They continue to go above and beyond every year, coming up with really cool ideas that I could never come up with in a million years. So I don't know if I'm just warning the community. Everybody's going to the Raptor game tonight. It's not going to be easy to judge these things.
No, but he does have some soft spots. And with the right amount of bribe money, I'll tell you what it is.
Sweets, you know, cookies.
He'll also vote for penguins every time.
Yes, yes. If you have penguins or anything Simpsons related, it's really hard for me not
Muppets.
To vote for that. Yes, yes, absolutely. It's going to be fun. We're looking forward to it. It's going to be going on tonight. Come on down to Winterfield. Enjoy some great baseball and enjoy helping your community as well. There are going to be people in the stands statistically that are going to probably be needing some of this food.
More than likely.
There is somebody out there in your workspace or in your neighborhood that is going to need these. The mm-hmm. ALICE report that the United Way brings to us shows us this every year. Mm-hmm. And that's not getting any better right now.
No,
all hands on deck. Everybody that can help, we appreciate you helping.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have some fun tonight. And again, one more time, your home of the Raptors right here, WFHR, going to be bringing you that game 5:05. That will kick off the end of the first game there.
Right.
Last night's game, I should say.
Right.
And then the second game will kick off at 6:35, hopefully. You know, it's extra innings, so I guess you don't really know.
Ish.
We will figure it out. We will find out together.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to get to this one, Laura. This is an interesting one here. And I will admit to the audience, I like goats. I think goats are cool.
Goats are great.
I like goats. Goats like me.
I love goats.
Goats are great. Well, this is a goat story.
Good.
State troopers in Maine responded to a highway where 15 goats escaped from a trailer and wandered into traffic in both directions.
Tell me they all survived.
Yes, yes.
Oh, thank goodness.
I can tell you right away, a spoiler alert, that if we're doing the story, everything worked out.
Everybody's alive.
Yeah, we're doing. Maine State Police said on social media that personnel from Troop G responded when a trailer became detached from its towing vehicle in the northbound lanes of the Maine Turnpike. So the trailer came to a rest in the median where 15 goats saw their opening.
Wow.
They're like, this is it. This is for my old movie heads out there, The Dirty Dozen. This is, okay, we've been planning our escape, and this is it. I don't even think it's that far-fetched. So the Southern Maine Towing Cumberland Company said that this was the farmer trailer experienced a disconnection between his vehicle and trailer.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what led to this whole thing happening. I don't think that was by accident.
Oh, you think did this? Okay.
Yes, I think at least.
Good for the goats.
There are 15 of them. I think the odds of one of them being a little,
Or even 15 goat brains.
Absolutely. You put 15 goat brains together,
sure.
I feel like you're going to come up with a pretty decent plan.
That's a reasonable amount of brain power, yeah.
A goat version of the Dirty Dozen, where they are basically looking to
escape. Except 15.
Yes.
True farmer's dozen.
Yeah, there you go. So the goats were, wandering into traffic a little bit, but everything was okay. It wasn't too busy. And they were able to be rounded up and brought back to the where they were going, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So they're actually able to bring them to their destination. I was not able to find if there is a different terminology for when you're rounding up goats. I didn't know if there was
It's still herding.
Okay.
Okay,
I'm such a city person. I really
don't I don't know either. My family had sheep and cows. I don't know goats.
I feel like there should be a different name for it. Like, for every animal, when you're herding them, there should be some different name for them. You know, herding goats, buying.
But it's all herds. They're herd animals.
They're herds, yeah.
It's herding the animal into a herd.
715-424-2600. If you got a better name for herding goats, we want to hear it. We want to know what you think. Let us know. 715-424-2600. Just a touch or two away on the Civic Media app. Did have one other thing I wanted to highlight, and it is the annual Cranberry Blossom Festival. It is here, everybody. It's this week.
It is.
Going on the 19th through the 22nd, right here in Rapids, the heart of Cranberry Country. The festival is filled with a very fun events, including live music, a parade, arts and crafts, a carnival, quilt show, food, a course, culinary treats featuring Wisconsin's number one fruit crop, the cranberry, and so much more. I don't even know. We had the gang in the other day to talk about this, and we still didn't scratch the surface of everything.
No, and even before that, we had the Cranberry Growers Association in, and we still haven't scratched it all. So you should really go to the Cranberry Blossom Fest. It's awesome, and I love cranberries.
It really is something for everybody, a part of this event. Whether you're talking about you know, the zoo in just a couple of days, going over there and having that big whale exhibit that I have to go check out. I wonder if we'll be able to see it from here.
Maybe.
Oh, I hope so.
Maybe the office
window. A lot of beautiful trees there, though, so that's okay. That's all right.
Sure.
We also will have, of course, the Historical Museum doing their events.
Yep.
We'll be talking more about that later. Mm-hmm. There's so many cool things going on, and we are going to be live and direct out there for a second weekend in a row, Laura.
It's true. We're having more live broadcasts again this coming weekend, and we just had some last weekend at Bluegrass at the Lake.
I don't know the last time we had back-to-back weekends like that. That's pretty cool.
I don't know either.
It's going to be great. We're going to be at the both our stations, by the way, WFHR and WIRI, will be broadcasting live and direct from the Arts and Crafts and Vendor Fair this Saturday from 10 to 2. We're looking forward to this. So WFHR here at 97.5 FM will be down there from 10 to 2, and then from noon to 2 over on 105.5 WIRI. We're excited about this. We want you to come on by, say hi. We got these really fancy, cool new sunglasses you want to come and check out.
We do. We have sunglasses and chapstick and lanyards so far. We're still acquiring more summer swag, so once we get more, you'll be the first to know about it.
Little look behind the curtain here and everything. In the years I've been in radio, other than maybe a shirt here or there, I don't normally grab things for family members or anything. Especially back in the day, we didn't have a whole lot of stuff, so we really couldn't afford to do anything like that.
Sure.
But my mom has been using the same pair of sunglasses for years. She had my Nana's sunglasses, and she lost them recently, and she's been looking around and everything, and she almost refuses to buy a new pair or anything. So I thought, okay, well,
I'll give her a free pair.
Here's a way I could test these out, and I could help out my mom. Points, points, points. I need points desperately, and it helps.
Sure.
And so far, so good. She really likes them. She said they work really good.
Good. That's awesome. Boy. And they are nice sunglasses. They're navy, they're sturdy, and they're free. So
UV protected, that's nice. Yeah. And yeah, they're really nice, and they're free. And you come on by the booth this weekend and say hi, maybe pick up a pair. We love your requests, too, for our shows.
Ooh, yes, please.
Especially as Alora's new show is kicking off. You into episode 3 coming up here?
Yeah, Red Folk and Blues. Episode 3 is going to come up Saturday at 7 p.m. on 105.5 FM WIRI. It is a look at, you know, some folk, bluegrass, maybe some blues, if you're really lucky. It's the core Americana music, the stuff that's part of who we are, and the music that, you know, was born in America too. And so that's what I try and focus on, and I've been having a really good time so far, and I've been getting some pretty good feedback from it. So I hope that more people tune in and more people will enjoy it.
We encourage you to spread the word about the show and be listening, and be sure to get Laura any you know, Americana requests that you have or anything.
Proudly sponsored by Alternative Edge.
Yeah, we're going to get that in there. Shout out to Alternative Edge and all you local businesses that work with us and everything. We really appreciate
you guys. All rock, especially you, Eric. Thank you.
Yeah, and appreciate our friends at El Cafe. They're coming up in the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club right around the corner here on Mornings at WFHR. You You heard Pitbull. It's time to do some celebrating with our great friends over at El Cafe and the Birthday and Anniversary Club. One of our favorite parts of the whole day, we get to celebrate you and talk about one of our favorite local businesses, our good friends over at El Cafe. Mm-hmm. Visit them today, everybody, 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. I'm sorry, I was thrown off by one of their specials.
Oh, which one?
It's their fault.
Oh.
They got great specials every day for you. They're open for the week. Head on over there. Check out maybe their BLT Benedict or their Gringo Breakfast.
I'm sorry. I love that. That's spectacular.
That is so fantastic. That's a great name. It sounds delicious, too, by the way.
Oh, good.
You can add avocado to any meal. They got a Hawaiian chicken melt that sounds pretty darn good, too, and complimentary soup with lunch. Mm-hmm. I love when places do that kind of thing.
Absolutely.
There is all kinds of great stuff. Or maybe you're like me and you just want a great cup of coffee, because I haven't gotten to try their coffee. Yeah. A good cup of coffee and a slice of pie.
Mm-hmm. I think I'm going to have the Denver omelet.
That sounds really good. There's so many different pies I want to try over there. Ooh. Head on over there and let me live vicariously through each and every one of you. 221 Market Avenue, beautiful Port Edwards. Treat yourself. Get on over to El Cafe. Wish them a good morning from all of us, everybody. We appreciate the gang over there. Really good people. Let's go ahead and take a look at our local list. And before we do, I want to remind you to get us those birthdays and anniversaries. You can email us info@WFHR.com. Direct message us on our Facebook pages, whether it's WFHR or WIRI's Facebook page. And you can call on up.
That's right. 715-424-1300 is the number to call. You can let Pam know your birthdays and anniversaries for whomever it is that you want to give them.
That was good. That was good. I was ready to go, but you were set. You had it. You had it. Laura, I need a 1 through 4.
4.
All right. Gives us that qualifier there. We can get right into it. And there we go. Looking at our qualifying list, we can first off wish a very happy birthday to Warren Mertens.
Happy birthday, Warren.
Warren, enjoy the day. Ooh. Hope it's a good one for you. We also want to wish a very happy birthday to Ray Jacob.
Happy birthday, Ray.
Enjoy the day, sir. Hope it's a good one for you. We're wishing a very, very, very happy 64th anniversary. 64.
That is a lot.
Alex and Carol Romansky.
Oh, happy anniversary, Alex and Carol.
Wishing you a happy 64th and many, many more.
Indeed.
Enjoy your anniversary, you guys. Enjoy. Mm-hmm. Also celebrating an anniversary, their 47th, Larry and Bonnie Grosskopf, who are our qualifiers.
Congratulations and happy anniversary, you guys.
Happy 47th, you two, Larry and Bonnie. We appreciate it. It is wedding season, isn't it?
It kind of is,
I don't know why, but I always need a reminder of these ones when it comes to this. And, happy anniversary to all you couples out there. And to our qualifiers, Larry and Bonnie Grosskopf.
Congratulations. Happy 47th. Yay!
Imagine, we're going to be getting a lot of these throughout the summer. So we'll be having a lot of qualifiers from all of you. We appreciate you guys. Keep getting them to us, everybody.
We could always use more.
We take a look at who you're sharing your birthday with. I have to let the audience know I did not get a chance to pre-read this morning. I do every morning. Can't remember the last time I didn't get a chance to.
Oh, sure.
Kicking things off with a Pulitzer Prize winner and, in my opinion, the greatest rapper right now there is, Kendrick Lamar, is 38.
Happy birthday, Kendrick.
38 is kind of gets... I wouldn't say that you're aging out of hip-hop or music even, but it can be a dangerous time for an artist where you're not 18 anymore, man. You're not in touch with the youth and some of the lingo or even just some of what's going on the street or some of these things.
Yeah, but millennials are built different.
He sure is. He sure is. Because in a day and age where there are rappers out there that you can't even understand what they're saying. There are rappers out there that have 4 lyrics to a whole song. And there are many, many rappers out there that cannot do one song without having like 18 guest stars. Mm-hmm. This guy does album after album after album all by himself. You may have heard me mention he's a Pulitzer Prize winner. A Pulitzer Prize winner. Mm-hmm. One of the few awards that still has quite a bit of respect brought to it and everything.
Yeah.
This guy won it in hip-hop. He won it rapping because rap is poetry.
Yep.
It is no different than writing lyrics for folk music, country music, rock music, any other style of music. And it's nice to see some respect given to that. And it took Kendrick Lamar to finally get it there. He has also destroyed some rappers out there.
And, he sure has. And has, has Everyone's had, got one name in their mind. That's okay.
And here's a guy in this day and age that the controversy isn't about him. It's about the artist that he takes on. And where a lot of beef is oftentimes, when rap beef goes way back, no different than country music and other styles of music. There's, you know, Lynyrd Skynyrd and Neil Young. There's plenty of examples of that. But with the this guy, if he has beef with somebody, it's because they're hurting the industry. They're hurting what they're trying to accomplish with the music. And it's much more personal and different. And he's just different. Incredible artist.
Yeah.
Greatest rapper there is right now. Greatest rhymer there is by far and away.
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
Jodi Whittaker is 43.
Happy birthday. I was actually just going to mention her.
First female Doctor Who, the 13th Doctor.
She's the 13th Doctor.
Laura, this is much more your wheelhouse than me. I know a little bit of Doctor Who, and by that I mean David Tennant. I did, as a little kid, when I first moved out here on public access, they had the old Doctor Who episodes and stuff. And I thought some of it was kind of cool. I'll be honest, I couldn't follow a lot of what was going on, I thought it was cool. For them to bring in a female doctor, I know that some of it was a bit, you know, a lot of people had different takes on it and everything. Sure. But for you as a diehard fan, what did you think?
It didn't bother me at all, because for me, Gallifreyans come in all of the different ways and types that people do. And so it wouldn't be any kind of thing to me if the doctor went through a regeneration and became a woman or became someone who wasn't a white man. It's perfectly normal to me, and in fact it's more abnormal that it hadn't happened before then.
And then
just by logic standards.
Yeah, yeah, makes sense. Yeah. It's a little odd that it didn't happen sooner in some ways.
Exactly.
You know, especially with as advanced as that show is and stuff.
Right, but because it's a show and people.
Exactly, yeah. Speaking of that show, Arthur Darvill is 43. Doctor Who fans remember him as Amy Pond's husband, Rory Williams.
That was Rory Williams.
The 11th Doctor, it says.
Yes, that was with Matt Smith's Doctor, yeah.
Okay, oh, wow. Okay, yeah. There's another. But they have had some all-stars on that show.
Yep.
They have had some really, really big names. Speaking of big names, Venus Williams is 45 today, tennis superstar. In a different world, Venus would be the biggest name in tennis. She just happened to have a sister who was just a bit better than her and Serena. Venus is amazing, though. An incredible tennis player.
She
and in some ways, better than her sister in doubles. That she, I think she has a better handle on that.
Sure.
And really, no slight to her or anything like that. Nothing to keep her head down about or anything.
No, she's still a world-class athlete. She just happened to be around during a time when her sister is also around.
I mean, Venus is great. She's won many majors. She is one of the as far as a homer goes and tennis goes.
Absolutely.
A stretch here where we haven't had a lot of good American tennis. Thank God for the Williams sisters we have. Serena may be the greatest athlete I've ever seen.
Sure.
Like, overall, at their particular sport. I would say that Carl Lewis is up there, and there's some other great names and everything, but as far as being so dominant and so good at what you do, I don't know I've seen anybody better than Serena Williams. So that is, it's not Venus's fault, just, you know, happened to work out that way. Will Forte is 55. MacGruber.
Yes, MacGruber indeed.
There are a few things that I've studied more than Saturday Night Live, and I've seen every episode, I've seen every sketch in SNL history, and multiple times. I'm very confident in saying that.
Sure.
And I've studied everybody in SNL. I've gone at Second City, they have a great archive section, and I've gone and watched archives of sketches and actors that never made it to 30 Rock and ones that did and stuff. I have never seen anybody on the 30 Rock stage that gave what Will Forte gave.
Sure.
That did what Will Forte did. And I have no descriptors for this. You have to watch him
to
see it.
He Will Forte'd it.
He has, it's something like the bulging eyes and the extremeness that he would go to in his face and everything.
He's a very expressive dude. Yeah.
If it wasn't for Jim Carrey, I think Will Forte would have had that career.
Mm, I could see that.
Just so good, so funny, so darn talented. I love him. I think he's great. Eric and Diane Murphy are 61 twin sisters who share the role of Tabitha on Bewitched.
Oh.
They were fraternal sisters, not identical ones. So when they started looking less alike, Diane was let go and Aaron got to keep the job permanently. Don't know how that went over with the sisters, but I imagine there's many.
That's so weird. Like how? Okay, so they were looking at a pair of twins and they're like, all right, I like your face better. We're going to keep you. Like, that's weird.
Does seem weird. Does seem very weird. And one of the most uncomfortable conversations
I can't even imagine.
Ever. Like, entertainment. Like,
either
could
way,
not imagine.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, yeah. And happy 67th birthday to one of the funniest directing combinations in human history. I don't care how long they make movies, that statement will always be true.
Sure.
1,000 years from now, he will be a part of the funniest tandem in directing history. Bobby Farrelly is 67. The Farrelly brothers. Mm-hmm. Comedy geniuses behind There's Something About Mary, Kingpin, Dumb and Dumber, Shallow Hell, Dumb and Dumber 2, The Three Stooges remake. Mm-hmm. The Farrelly brothers' history is set.
Sure.
Their legacy set. And some of the funniest scenes you've ever seen in your life.
Sure.
Kingpin's underrated.
Yeah, I can
of
see
all
that.
Those movies, Kingpin, like,
who was in Kingpin? Wasn't Woody that Will
Harrelson,
Forte?
Woody Harrelson and Bill Murray. A couple of good scenes in that one. And speaking of SNL, Joe Piscopo is 74 today.
Oh, that's good.
There's a couple of things about Joe Piscopo. So, for one, one of the first overnight stars in Saturday Night Live history, most of the actors really had to build on recurring characters and those things. Joe Piscopo, just something about him and the time and age he was in and the sketches he was in, he just kind of blew up overnight.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, as one of the things I respect about Joe Piscopo, has completely owned that he left that show way too early. Mm-hmm. I believe he broke his contract and just started signing like deals and kind of believing his own hype. And he thought he was bigger than Eddie Murphy.
And that's a mistake.
And it didn't go over well.
No.
You know, his career suffered for it, but a cautionary tale to the point where he has gone back and talked to SNL members and even at Second City and like, hey, enjoy this. This is college. Enjoy this as long as you can. Stay here as long as you can and make it work for you. And then you'll know the right time to leave. And there's no rhyme or reason for it, but I think you know when you know. For every Tim Meadows or all that
Keenan Thompson,
who's been there the longest run ever and everything, there are people where your time is up and you kind of realize, okay, I've done everything I can do.
Sure.
Bowen Yang, I think, is right on the cusp of that.
Sure.
I think I'd like to see him another year, but I wouldn't be surprised if this summer we hear, according to Keenan Thompson, there's going to be some changes.
That's what he said.
Over the summer here, so we'll see what happens. I'm a little surprised nothing's been announced already. So we'll see what happens there.
Watch it drop tonight.
It's got to be, that's my dream job.
Sure.
Working on SNL.
Sure.
So I could not. I would be Keenan Thompson. I would not leave that show, no matter how big of a star I had. I couldn't imagine. Lauren would have to literally fire me or kick me out. I don't know how I would leave that show. To be fair, I don't know how I'll ever leave this show. I don't know how I'll leave this station.
Yeah, we think about that a lot around here.
I can't imagine.
Yeah, that's something we've thought about.
I admire that about Joe Piscopo. For a guy he could be just a cautionary tale. Mm-hmm. Is not just a cautionary tale, but also kind of had to bounce back to his career.
Yeah.
And Johnny Dangerously, I don't care how badly that movie ages out or anything like that, I love that movie.
It was fun, yeah.
That movie, he's so good at that movie, Johnny Dangerously. We will take, oh shoot.
One more?
I'm so sorry. Barry Manilow is 82 today.
Holy cats. And we almost forgot Barry Manilow.
Oh, man. Not only Mandy, I write the songs, Coco Cabana, but Barry Manilow, also a lot of great famous jingles.
He's got a great famous jingles.
He wrote a lot of jingles out there and everything, Barry Manilow. So.
He's got away with hooks, man.
He really does, yeah. He's a heck of a songwriter. We will take a quick partner in sports and entertainment break. We'll come back and have some more fun here on The Morning Show here at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Laura and James hanging out with you. Thank you so much for joining us. And I want to thank Laura for playing Hurt today. Appreciate that.
Sorry about that, guys.
Oh, it's all right. You know what? We can just use it as a different voice. You want to call yourself something else? We can
use it. My name's Earl.
There we go. It's James and Earl today, everybody. It's pretty good, actually. It's pretty good. We got some fun things lined up for you this morning. We're going to be diving into one of the things that I wanted to touch on, and we're going to be getting into a couple of traveling topics over the next month as most of our listeners out there and community and people out there doing some traveling, bopping around and everything. So I have one here, Laura. Hopefully will help. The things we forget the most when traveling.
Mm-hmm.
One of those go-to subjects that just can never be talked about enough this time of year.
Forgetfulness or traveling?
Both, really. Okay. Wow, sure. Nailed that one. Nice. Yeah, both, actually. I was thinking of one of those. I don't even know which one. Both of them work. Yes. So, in a new survey, around 90% of people say that they have forgotten something when traveling, and here are some of the most common things that we have left behind. In this survey, off the top of your head, for you personally, are there things that you forget you just tend to usually when you were traveling?
I almost always forget something, but I'll tell you what I never forget. The things that I'm thinking my mom forgot when she went traveling, because she always said to me the same three things: make sure you have socks, underwear, and a toothbrush. And I have never forgotten those things. But I forget other things all the time.
I think I'm with you on that, too. I don't think I've ever had too many of those. I don't think that I've ever forgotten those things, but almost anything else, right? I have forgotten at least once.
Every time. Like, I've got like 7 pairs of underwear, but no pants. Yeah, I've done that before.
I have not pre-read this list, but I guarantee you at least like four or five of the things on there I have forgotten. So in this survey, they have this list of things. We're just going to go from the top to the bottom.
Sure.
Number one, a phone charger. 34% of people have forgotten that.
Oh, yeah. I've forgotten those.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. It's one of the, as much as we rely on these darn things, it's one of the ones you would think we would never forget, but we do. Everybody,
because we're always looking at the dang phone.
That 34% is a lie. That is way higher.
That is way higher.
Way higher. They may have just forgotten that they forget it. That's how little we think about them, I think. Toiletries. 33% of us forget those.
Sure. Well, and if you're staying at a hotel, 9 hotels out of 10 will have some for you to use, so forgetting them's not the worst.
I haven't, I don't know if I have that one, but I probably have. Sunscreen is number 3 on the list at 27%.
Sure.
I've just never even used that, so I don't.
Yeah, we need to get you started. You've spent too much money on tattoos not to use sunblock.
Should probably start on that. Yeah, I should. I have started a little bit, but medication comes in at 18% at number 4.
Oh, what an awful thing to forget. But yeah, been there.
I could see that.
Yeah, my stomach medicine is the thing I'd forget, or my allergy medicine, but not, you know.
You probably don't forget the thing that you, like, direly need, but
right.
It's stuff like that that you're definitely going to know if you forget, but...
Right, like, am I going to be nauseous my whole vacation? Yeah, but I'm not going to die, it's fine.
At number 5, socks come in at 17%, just a hair under medication, and that is crazy to think of. Medication and socks are like just a hair apart of those.
I have never forgotten socks when I meant to bring them.
I got to say, too, for me, I think there's a little bit of a cheat here, because a lot of the time that I travel, I'm going somewhere warm, and I don't really need a lot of socks.
And that's kind of what I think that's the beauty of coming from the Midwest. It's not always hot up here, so we're going to warmer places, and we're packing our flip-flops because these dogs have been cooped up for too long.
If you are listening to us, because I know for a fact that we have a handful of listeners out in the California area, a couple in Florida, some other warmer areas, if you deal with the opposite of this.
Oh, do you?
You travel from, you're coming from a warm place and you're going here to the Midwest or somewhere colder.
Do you accidentally wear your flip-flops to Wisconsin?
Do you forget there? Do you
Whoops.
Do any of that? Yeah. I know when I came back from California to move back, it was in January, and I know it was darn cold at O'Hare, and I didn't have a winter jacket. I had like 2 sweaters on, and it was not enough.
Absolutely not.
Did not think about that part. Water bottles come in at number 6 at 14%.
I don't know if I'd really consider that one something I'd forget, because I would just buy a bottle of water and refill it.
I mean, you just take out a mortgage and you buy another bottle. You know, I don't think that I would consider that even on the list.
Like, no, I'm not thinking about things like food as something that I would forget unless I'm planning a picnic.
Wallet comes in at number 7. 8% of people have forgotten their wallet. That does... I know that I've forgotten my ID at times, but the only time that I ever forgot my wallet that really hurt me, I went to a White Sox game at USL, and I forgot my wallet. So the group of people I went with, they were all able to go into the bar area and all that, and I just went up to our seats in the rafters.
Oh, man.
Way up top. So I was just watching I think I watched the first, like, 5 innings by myself.
Poor just Jimmy, up there watching by baseball there. By himself while his friends are being grown-ups in the bar.
One of the kickers of it was I was definitely, like, the second oldest person in the group.
I love that for you.
There's no
spectacular
reason I should have been able to. I got to be honest, though. I think I might have had a better time. There was a lot of drama with all that. For me, though, I was just able to watch myself.
You were busy. You were watching the game.
And I had never been to a game there. So I was checking things out. I was enjoying myself. But I did feel... The kicker of it was that I felt like a fool for forgetting it.
Sure.
I think I had a good time still. But I felt foolish for forgetting my ID.
So here's the hard thing for me now. So it's not that I'm going to forget my wallet. The issue is, can I bring my purse into the event if we're going to an event, right? And that's where I forget things. I have abandoned two purses on the East Coast at concerts, and I'm hoping that they're well loved by someone else right now.
Somebody's treating them well. You're hoping, yes. That's not right. That ain't right.
No, but nowadays, especially, you can't bring in a bag that's bigger than the size of your palm. And so, like, it's kind of a, if my clothes don't have pockets with which to put just my, you know, my debit card and my ID. Like, what else am I supposed to do?
This is not your fault. This is society.
This is society. My clothing is designed for a purse. Stop banning my purse at the gate.
Give women pockets. Give them pockets.
Or give us pockets.
Wouldn't happen as much. 42% of people say that forgetting essentials has negatively impacted their trips because it forced them to spend more money, buy alternative products, and not feel their best.
Okay.
And there's something about, too, that's not mentioned on this list, of just the silliness we all feel about ourselves when we forget something.
Mm-hmm.
One of the most universal things that any of us can, and most relatable, universal things there is, forgetting something before a trip. Yet we all feel like when it happens, we're the only person that's ever done this, and we're a fool. And how dare we?
And how much time are you wasting on your vacation beating yourself up before you move on and just get back to your vacation? I could see that.
I think the best tip of all of this is whatever happens,
you're on vacation.
Be in the moment. Enjoy it.
Yeah.
As somebody who has never been on a vacation, let me tell you, please just enjoy your vacation.
We're working on it.
Of course, most of the things really shouldn't be that big of a deal, you know? So just kind of, you know, if you got to, I know it might cost a little bit more, but enjoy your vacation. Enjoy the time.
Make the most of it.
I think that's the big thing to take away.
Time's not waiting for you to complain.
And I do appreciate that the staff has tried to get me to leave. I do appreciate that.
I am doing my best to help.
We will take a time out. We'll come back with more show. Morning Show on WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM on your dial, or streaming on that Civic Media app. Thank you so much, everybody, for downloading the app, listening along. We're going to get into some fun, take you up to the top of the hour. Great stuff to kick off at 10 o'clock. Got some entertainment news we're going to dive into. We'll be talking about that. And I also got a couple of other stories I wanted to get to. Some really interesting ones, especially about spontaneity.
Spontaneity.
I like spontaneity. Sure. I like that. I don't think it's a real word, but I'm
whatever
say
that
it.
Song was that was playing at the intro, it made me want to dance like Elaine Bennis, and I mean that as a compliment.
That is Billy Ocean, Caribbean Queen.
That sounds right.
It is an 80s classic.
Ugh, just makes me want to put my thumbs out of beat.
Yeah, you gotta. If you're looking to save some cash the next time you dine out, here are some overpriced menu items you can avoid.
Okay.
This is an interesting list here of different things. And I'm trying to see. So the takeout.com put this list together. Now, I'm trying to see here.
I want to know what they determine overpriced by. Like, what's the metric?
That's what I was about to say. That's what I'm trying to look at here. Overpriced item or not, they're looking at, okay, say they looked at averages for most fast food businesses.
Okay, and so these specific places are overpricing this specific item? Is that?
Overall.
Cool.
The chains,
gotcha.
As a whole are doing this.
Okay.
So chips and salsa. They used to be free at every, Mexican restaurant. Now you see places charging a lot for them, apparently.
Yeah, no, don't go places that charge you for chips and salsa. There are a lot of Mexican restaurants that still give you that for free.
Yeah,
might I suggest La Taqueria?
It's something I think it's a good suggestion. I think it's very good. Egg dishes. Sorry, it threw me for a second. Everyone is freaking out about the price of eggs, which are at a national average of $6.22 per dozen.
Sure,
but a 3-egg omelet dish can run you up to $20. So they're saying that egg related foods are higher right now.
Okay, but I've never been to a restaurant and ordered an egg dish, and it was just the egg. Like, I also would get bacon or sausage and hash browns or toast, and there's always a bunch of things on my plate. It's not just the egg.
I don't think I don't know if I ever really just eat egg. Like, there's always something with it, right?
Even when
there's
I'm eating hard-boiled eggs, I'm eating them with something.
Yeah. Simple sandwiches like peanut butter and jelly or grilled cheese, ordering them from restaurants can be a little pricey.
They are. And parents are going to pay for that because your kid is going to want a grilled cheese sandwich or a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, and you're going to have to buy it because you want to eat at that restaurant, and they know it.
Yeah, I think when it comes to the kid's meal, that kind of thing, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have no problem. I have had a, I want to say it was a finer restaurant kind of, or finer breakfast restaurant kind of thing, and they had a grilled cheese there that everybody was raving about.
Oh sure.
So I tried half of somebody's,
mm-hmm.
and it was like
really good grilled cheese sandwich.
It was really good.
No, and
really
there good. Are some like
I didn't pay for it, but it was pretty.
There's
good.
Something magical in making a gourmet grilled cheese sandwich or a gourmet peanut butter and jelly mm-hmm. sandwich, because there are specific places that just do those things, and they do them in really creative and incredible ways. Those I would pay extra money for. But if we're going to a restaurant that I want to eat at, and the only thing on the kids' menu that my child wants is a grilled cheese sandwich, and it's just some Kraft singles on some white bread, I'm still going to pay out of a lot for it.
Maybe this is the poor kid in me, but I can imagine a fine cuisine grilled cheese, fine cheese.
Oh, it's not the poor kid stuff. In you. It's everybody likes grilled cheese.
I haven't finished. I can't imagine how a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, how you could ritz that up. I don't know how you could like make that fancy to where you could charge $20 for a PB&J. I'm sure you can. Mm-hmm. I just, in my head, I can't imagine what kind of condiments you're going to use to make that. Yes, here's our fine peanut butter and jelly sandwich. This is
sure.
the finest peanut butter and jelly sandwich you ever find anywhere. I can't imagine what you do to make that happen.
The nut butter is made of more expensive nuts, so it's like a cashew
okay.
butter
and a
less readily available jam. So it's not like grape jelly or strawberry
the
jelly.
The finest it's, jam.
Right. And so it's,
this isn't jelly. This is jam.
Right. This jam is made of wine grapes, and we're making it with pistachio butter. Like it's,
the bread was made by nuns in a sanctuary.
Exactly.
Yes. Okay. Now I get it. Now I see it.
That's right. What I'm saying.
Yeah. Wedge salads. I don't know what that is.
So a wedge salad is, it's either iceberg lettuce or cabbage, depending, but usually iceberg lettuce, and you just kind of cut a wedge out of it, and then you drizzle the toppings on top of the wedge. I actually kind of like eating wedge salads. I think it's kind of cool, but they are overpriced.
Yeah, they're saying iceberg lettuce is 96% water. I think most of us have heard something along those lines.
Yeah, but that's irrelevant.
And at New York's Delamancio's restaurant, a wedge salad can cost $28.
That is too expensive for a wedge salad.
It's also New York.
What are they putting on it?
Yeah, I don't. The fact that you're being served it in New York is what they're putting on it.
Well, because I've had some
New York attitude.
That's I've had some decent ones, but they don't need to be crazy expensive. It's a wedge of iceberg lettuce.
Baked potatoes show up on the list.
I'm going to disagree.
So they're just saying that this is one of those things that you usually make better at home. That's why it's maybe overpriced. But I don't know if that really counts.
To me, it's baked potatoes take a long time. Like, when you really think about it, they take a long time. And I don't like cooking baked potatoes because it takes such a long time. I order them.
Pancakes. In your own kitchen, you can make pancakes for pennies on the dollar. So
I will agree on 15 pancakes.
Bucks on that one, it could be.
I will agree on pancakes.
Which is why when places like come up with their special or fun pancakes or endless pancakes or any of these things, I think that's where you're leaning into that, because it's such a base. It's such. I mean, I can make pancakes.
It's true.
You know, I can do that. Wine is also on the list. The secret is just drink it before you go out to eat, is what they're saying.
Okay. How are you getting there? You know, not everywhere has public transit. But, you know, okay, sure. So you're trying to tell me that the bottle is cheaper by glass than the glass individually at the restaurant. But if you're going out, you're expecting to pay a little bit more for the glass of wine you're having with your very expensive wedge salad. It's a choice you've already made.
Whether you're over, quote unquote, overpaying, so you don't have to clean up, or you can, you know, whatever the or you just a convenience.
You don't have to cook. You don't have to clean. All you have to do is get there, pay money, and get home.
See, I guess I'm looking at something being overpriced as different than convenience. Like I put the convenience factor into the price.
Me too.
So I don't
maybe
think that if it's overpriced, it's more so when it's overpriced when it's like two times that or whatever. Like a bottle of water, or open up any mini fridge in a hotel, and that there's an example of overpriced.
That's overpriced, right? Because it's unnecessary and it's overpriced. I think that's where the poor kid in us is coming out, where we factor convenience into a price.
I don't have a problem with it. If I'm going out, I know I'm going to pay another buck or two for something. So,
like, I'm willing to do that. I've already made that choice.
I do want to go to a restaurant though that serves a fancy peanut butter and jelly sandwich. I just want to experience it. I just want to know what it's like.
I could own that restaurant. I would do that so fast.
I like the idea of owning a fancy restaurant, but you just serve the basics. That's all it is. That sounds like a good business idea. You should run with that. We will take a quick time out. We'll come back and have some more fun in the morning show.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.